Dr. Chris Wilcox is a researcher at the CSIRO in Tasmania. And there's some news that science might be able to help us further combat illegal fishing. Let's find out how it'll work. Dr. Chris Wilcox, good morning to you, Chris.
Good morning.
Thanks for talking with us. Explain to us how the work that you're doing might help combat illegal fishing off Australia's waters.
Sure. I mean, I think it's important to be clear. In Australia, at least at the moment, I think we have illegal fishing in good hands. Our National Fisheries Management Agency has probably a world-leading program in combating illegal fishing. But that's not to say it's not a major issue internationally in particular, and it's really in particular a challenge for developing countries. There's something like 120 million people in the world that depend on fishing for their livelihoods, and it's one of the biggest sources of protein for people around the world. So it touches on both economics and food security. And so I guess the big challenge from our perspective is for many of these countries, they actually have a problem of having far too much data. So there's tons of information on how vessels move around and what they're doing at sea, indirect, but lots of it. And the other problem is data can often be quite expensive. And so we have a major project trying to basically push forward in these two areas, basically helping develop analytical methods that can sift through large amounts of data and look for patterns. Particularly, we're looking for patterns where vessels are behaving abnormally that might suggest they're doing something suspicious. And the second thing we're working on is trying to find low-cost data sources that developing countries might be able to make use of
with
limited resources.
Let's boil this down into really simple terms. So
sure.
you're going to be using a sort of a web-based alert system, and what it will help countries track vessels that might be dodgily trying to harm their Patagonian toothfish or bluefin tuna or, you know, fish on a reef. It'll help work out who might potentially be in their waters and doing things wrong.
Yeah, or on the high seas. So, yeah, exactly right. So what we're doing is we're taking radio signals from vessels. There's an anti-collision system that primarily is aimed at large vessels. And we're taking data from that radio collision, from those radio transmissions between vessels. We can hear them over satellites. We take all those essentially positions across all these vessels around the world, and we look for vessels that are behaving oddly. And we're kind of looking for two things. We look for vessels that are turning off their system. So they can turn this off. It's an anti-collision system. But in effect, if they're turning it off, it sort of suggests that they might be trying to avoid surveillance.
And so that'll immediately, when you see this turning off and turning on, it'll immediately sort of start flagging an alert for you.
Yeah, yeah. So that's one thing we watch. And the other thing we watch is how the vessel moves. So compared to other vessels in the area where it is it acting in an odd way? And we have a bunch of statistical models that we fit to this data that try to detect essentially these two things. Do you move in an odd way, and do you look like you're avoiding surveillance? And from that, we make a risk score. And essentially, the service we're launching is going to allow countries, say fisheries managers or port authorities, to come onto this website, enter information about an area they're interested in or a vessel they're interested in, and get back reports of vessels for that context.
And so what happens then? You'd send out the Navy to intercept them?
Well, you know, that's the sort of romantic ideal, but, you know, in fact, sending vessels and planes out is very expensive. So really, probably the biggest solution internationally to addressing illegal fishing is to intercept these vessels at port. I mean, they have to come back. The catch has to come back to port at some point to be sold. And it's much cheaper to send a port inspector down to a pier than it is to send an airplane out.
These countries would be sending out port inspectors. I mean, I'm assuming that if you're fishing illegally, you can only go into the home port from your home country. Mm-hmm. So these would be people sending out, you'd send them down to combat illegal fishing from people within your own country, under your own flag.
Yeah, so that's a complex one, actually. So the fish move globally. They get processed in one country, they get sold into the market in another country, they get caught on the high seas or in a third country, they might get shipped between the place where they're caught and the place where they're sold by a third-party company called a transshipper. So it's a very complicated and often global supply chain. And so I think the idea that countries' vessels come back to that country and they sell fish into that country is actually much simpler than what the real supply chain looks like. And in a country like Australia, where we have relatively high resources and strong border controls, you know, we have patrol planes and lots of other things that we actively deploy, or the fisheries managers actively deploy at the coast to address this. But in lots of other countries, you know, with less resources, they don't have that strong control of their maritime domain. And so, you know, for them, the best option from a sort of cost perspective is really at the ports. And I guess the other thing that's going on is there's an international agreement under the United Nations that all coastal countries and all fishing countries will sign on to a common inspection system. And it's aimed directly at closing down opportunities for illegal fishing, you know, because basically the vessels, no matter where they go, will get inspected in the same way. And so what we're trying to do is provide essentially a free service that sifts through the data and that those inspectors can use to, as one piece of information about which vessels to inspect.
Yep.
You know?
And because like ports, like containers coming through port, there's a lot of vessels making, or a lot of containers, choosing the ones to inspect can make a big difference to how much non-compliance you actually detect.
Exactly. And
how easy will it be to use in developing countries where this is the greatest problem, Chris?
Well, our idea is, at the moment, we have funding to make the system freely available over the internet or via email for, you know, a couple of years. So it's a prototype at the moment, but our intention is that this is really a public good, and so we're aiming at delivering it at, you know, essentially in a way that developing countries can work with. So we've been starting to talk to some of the countries in Asia and Africa about making use of this. And we'll see how it goes.
Chris, been great to talk to you. And you're based in Tasmania.
Yes, at the CSIRO in Hobart.
And what, this has been a global collaboration, or has it mostly been driven out of Tassie?
We have a big project working in this area based with the staff here in Tassie and around Australia, and Indonesia's fisheries ministry is involved in that, but we have collaborators in Europe and in the US also.
Good to talk to you this morning, Chris.
Pleasure.
And good luck with it. It'll be interesting to see how it goes. Dr. Chris Wilcox from the CSIRO in Tasmania, working on combating illegal fishing around the world.